You know, when they first went to Chithurst, they bought this old mansion, and the place was old, it was derelict, it hadn't been looked after, it was really falling apart. What is now the shrine room, you could look up from there, up through two stories and see out the roof. You could look down through the hole in the floor and see down into the basement. So it was completely derelict. But it was also filled with junk. Absolutely everything that the owners had ever had in their lives, they had kept. And the place was chock-a-block full. Every single room was full of junk. Outside was full of junk. There was, I can't remember how many derelict cars there were. There was a dozen or 20 derelict cars that had been left to rot, but they hung on to them, they kept them. And you know, how much of that same squirreling away of thoughts and ideas, impressions, worries, fears, irritations, pet peeves, do we just keep squirreling away and just keep hanging on to it, finding a corner to stuff it in, and that's what our mind starts to look like. It's this sense of this unnavigable kind of conglomeration of impressions and feelings and thoughts, because they're never allowed to cease. We never give it the space to cease and really come to cessation. So to really make that conscious, to make conscious that quality of ceasing and cessation.